you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Toothpick, controller, shrooms, Ace Hardware.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Brian.
What is this, 30?
30 is a good one.
Our 20s are over with.
We've been waiting to hit 30, and we fucking did it.
We're going to, let's see.
Huh.
We're going to hit, yeah, I'm going to be 40 in April. So I was trying to think, do some quick math.
What are we going
to
do?
Am we going to hit 40 at the same time I hit 40?
Ooh, that'd be something on the exact day.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
I wonder if it's going to time out. Probably not, but
probably
we can
not.
Try. Yeah, but we have an amazing show today.
I'm
very excited. Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on.
We're going to get in some entries that we were farming for last week for some terms I threw out for Urban Dictionary. And they're as bad as I was hoping they were going to be. So that's wonderful. And by bad, I mean perfect.
Yes.
But everything else in the show, awesome. Also great as we celebrate our 30th birthday for Can You Dump. It's awesome.
Feel old, man.
I know.
My bones are cracking.
Mm-hmm. Send something in. You want to see it on the show? Hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com. And that includes that. Includes anything for any of the segments. You can send
confessions.
It in. Confessions. I don't know what happened, but recently, some of the confessions that we've been getting sent are amazing.
People want to get some stuff off their chest.
I know.
Chesticles.
I mean, on and off. As you know, you've read some of the ones that have been sent to us.
I like to put stuff on people's chest, and they like to get it off.
It's like a hobby of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we read some of these Rotten Sled and Bev's Oyster submissions?
Yes.
To kick off the show? Well, this first one is from our daughter, Kat. Here's her definition for Rotten Sled. So she shares a story which ties into like what this could have been.
Okay.
I had a friend with some great sexcapades that once told me this story. He was one to always test the butt's hole. I love how she wrote that. Like instead of the butthole, it's the butt's hole.
The butt's hole
with a finger.
That's technically true.
Mm-hmm. With a finger to see if it was a go or not. One night he tested the butt's hole and the finger came back with poop on it. I like to get like a dipstick for for a car.
Yeah.
Oil. Yep. All good.
It's all full.
All full. Shitter's full.
Yeah.
He didn't want to ruin the moment. So when his finger came back with a rotten sled, without hesitation, he wiped it on the edge of her bed sheet to clean up finger off and then abandoned that endeavor. So, I mean, that's
not tonight.
Sled's rotten.
Yeah.
Rotten sled. And then she wrote in for Bev's oysters. For some reason, this reminds me of the female vaginal goop. The clearish mucus female wetness that sometimes drops out of the vag randomly, kind of like a wet dream, and you're sitting in a puddle in your underoos. Like, what's got you excited, Bev? You dropped your oysters.
Ugh. That's weird. Like, I started feeling a little nauseous listening to that. I don't know.
All for a wet vagina. Let's just be clear there.
Yeah.
Love it. But when you start describing it as an oyster, love it less.
Yeah, but when you just go into the detail of
you drop like your
how specific where was it the mucus just like
yeah.
clearish mucus
female wetness.
Yeah, like anytime the word mucus is used in a sentence,
sounds like it's hawking a loogie.
Yeah,
which not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Oh man, but I never thought I'd hear that
sentence. Vagina's just.
What's got you excited, Bev? You dropped your oysters. Like,
it's like you lost like your marbles.
Something from a sitcom.
Yeah. Looks like Bev dropped her oysters.
Okay, you read the next one. Okay. I'm hoping you haven't read it yet.
No.
Great.
I haven't. Oh, wow, I yelled at you right there.
No, Joe! No. Let's just, I remember an email came in late that I wasn't able to add to the script in time. So don't say this guy's name. Just call him, let's go with like just Mr. T.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like
just
that.
Go with that. Okay.
I pity the fool that hears this story. Mm-hmm. How was that?
Great. Best impression you've done so far.
Yeah, all right.
Saving it for episode 30.
Yep. Saving the best for
middle.
Middle.
Beginning. Well, yeah. Pretty probably the beginning. Okay.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. A-team right here. Rotten sled requirements, Dulcolax. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing, fingerless gloves, leather preferred.
Check. We got them on today.
I don't have any Dulcolax on me.
No. Well, this is add to the shopping list.
Grippy socks.
Okay. So that's our, like a recipe.
Yeah.
Setting up what is
in
needed.
In that order, yes. Hopefully.
Okay.
After consuming laxatives. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I know. Ugh. Time out when you think you're going to blow. Oh, God. Time out when you think you're going to blow mud and start getting intimate with your spouse. Mm. While in the missionary position, whenever you're comfortable and ready, come and shit the bed at the same time. Hop off and grab your spouse firmly by the ankles and drag them through your shit off the bed and through the house until you tire out. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bev's oysters. I don't know, man. Come in some eggshells and add some paprika. Good God.
Imagining the first one actually happening. Mm. Just, and then just, whee! And everyone's laughing. Like, everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah. It's yeah. I was thinking like a Christmas jingle of dashing through the shit.
And then across the...
Pulling you through the shit.
Across the wooden floor, in the living room, the kitchen for some more... Just sliding around in shit. Oh, man, that's a good one. And then one more for this week. We did get more than this. We just sort of didn't have time to add them all into the script, so thank you for sending those in. But Rotten Sled submission here. Says, hey, guys, I was trying to think of a definition for Rotten Sled. It's a little or a lot messed up, but here it goes. I wouldn't expect anything else. When a man wearing nothing but snow boots, fingerless gloves, and a snow hat takes a corpse to the top of a snow-covered hill, gets a running start, and jumps on the body while making sure to insert himself, then attempts to ejaculate before getting to the bottom of the hill. Sorry for the weird email. Love the podcast. Love all the great content. Your content. You are a potentially disowned son, Brad. You know, now, you're still in the family.
Sometimes I'm like, some of the stuff we've said on here, I'm like, man, if certain people ever hear this. Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's like, I'm not even that bad.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Way to go. Who did that?
Brad.
Brad, go, Brad.
You're still in the family. You're still in the family. I loved every single one of those.
That was impressive.
I think they're all viable. Man, I got some weird hiccups going on right now. Viable options for the Rotten Sled.
Oh, man. You know what we could now.
What?
I was just gonna say we should do that on the socials. Just be like, what's your definition of a rotten sled? And just see
what comes out.
I want to see the people's.
Well, let's do it.
Because it's one thing to send in an email.
All right.
But if all you have to do is, hey, all right. All right. Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it on the Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, do it. While we're typing it all out. That's pretty much all we had for the opening. We ready to get into the show here? Episode 30?
Yeah, I'm going to wait until we do that because I can't do two things at once.
No one can.
I would never be able to be a chick in a three-way, you know, doing two things at once.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, ski poles. Yeah. You get it.
Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm. Wobbly H.
The pig roaster.
I guess you could do a wobbly H. You're just kind of there.
I like the pig roaster.
Yes. The spit wad. What's spit roaster? Spit roasted.
No. Well, pig roaster. It's where.
Same thing.
I mean, it's same as the Eiffel Tower. I just like pig roaster just better.
Without a high five.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's do the next thing. Here we go.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
All right, Josephine.
Lay it on me. I am ready for it.
This Would You Rather comes from our son, Spencer.
I thought you were about to throw in a sponsor. This Would You Rather brought to you by...
Well, his name is Spencer.
Oh, yeah. So give me Spencer Gifts. Remember those stores?
Yeah.
God, they were great.
That's still a thing. I was at the mall this weekend.
And they still exist?
Yeah. It's right next to Hot Topic.
It's exactly where it needs to be.
Because you leave Hot Topic because you couldn't find your band shirt and you go check out.
They should have just punched out the wall. They're the same thing.
Yeah. At least put a doorway.
Yeah. A little gateway between the two.
Oh, with some beads. Mm-hmm. The hangy bead thing with some dick incense. Beads
or something, whatever Spencer's would have.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got here?
Okay. This is from our son Spencer.
Hmm.
Would you rather be only able to wipe your ass with Q-tips for the rest of your life?
Yikes.
Or only be able to eat with toothpicks? Fuck. You can use two as chopsticks if you want for the rest of your life. You met little teeny chopstick toothpicks.
1 second. Everyone's done. You're like, God damn it. You never go out for anything rice related. With those things, I would just get rid of the chopsticks idea altogether, and I just poke my food.
Yeah.
But someone else would have to cut it up for you, and then you get to. Or does that not count because you're not eating it yet? Do you get to prepare your food and then just poke it with chopsticks?
You know those things that you get for corn?
Yeah,
You poke in the end,
left and right.
You'd kind of have to do it like that. So if you had a hamburger, you just you poke one end, mm-hmm. turn it, poke the bottom, and then you just hold it in your. Mm-hmm. Doing the same thing.
In your household, speaking of those devices for holding corn, what's yours? Are they funny? You get some funny ones or get some standard ones?
Well, we don't, when I was younger, they were like little cobs.
With the little corns?
Yeah.
Ours that I have now, it's the front and back of a wiener dog. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that idea came about and someone's like, this is gonna change my life. And then probably had a copyright mm-hmm. on a wiener dog corn holder. went to a company, is like, can you guys make this for me? Yeah, no, we got no problem. What do you want to make? It's 10 million. 10 million fronts and 10 million backs. It's gonna be a major hit.
What I want from you is to make a what would that be made out of?
Plastic things. What?
Make me a plastic wiener dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can do that. Then cut it in half
right.
and add needles.
Put needles on the inside. How many? Yeah. Two on each side. Yeah, no problem.
I can do that.
How
many do you want?
10 million. Oh, yeah. Happen to you by Wednesday. What a country. Holy shit.
Well, we don't do it here.
Oh, yeah. What a world. Is what I meant to say.
They do it in some other country.
I mean, I'm already leaning towards the toothpick thing. I would just eat things that could be poked. I mean, yeah, your rice is going to be gone, or we're going to have all day if you're going out for some rice.
Could you imagine that?
Soup's out.
Poking each individual rice.
Yeah, soup's out, unless you're just dipping it in and then licking your toothpick over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways. That's tough. Are there loopholes? Can you just drink the soup out of the bowl?
I think everything you eat has to involve a toothpick.
What about the, can you not use a bidet for the Q-tips?
I think just Q-tips. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to poop and then wipe your butt with Q-tips.
Oh, man. If it had anything like I just had a couple days ago at the mall.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
I sharted myself at the mall.
Oh, yeah. We probably should have shared that story.
Yeah. That should have been one of the, what are you thinking about? I completely forgot about it.
Oh, well.
Because I'm trying to forget it.
All right. Get it out of there.
I didn't realize I did that. I was at a restaurant and I was trying to squeeze it out and it felt a little suspicious.
Oh, boy.
But then I didn't really, I was like, no, it's just how it felt. It was just air. Mm-hmm. And then, so we got up, we left the restaurant. We were walking around the mall and then I sat down on a stool like this and the kids were playing the thing mm-hmm. and I'm like, God, it smells like shit. And I was thinking, did some kid poop their pants or something? And
some
then I was like,
dumb.
Yeah, I was like,
little kid.
I was like, some fucking kid shit himself. Or did someone fart? But then the smell wasn't going away. And I started remembering, wait, I did try to do. And then I leaned down.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, I think that's me. And then I was kind of moved around a little bit. I'm like,
That's me.
Totally me. So then, it started going, my stomach started going, oh my God, I got to shit more.
Talking.
So, and my wife ran to some delivery, take some stuff back to another store.
I was hoping she just ran away from you.
Yeah, she's like, you're on your own.
She didn't
know I'd done this at the time because
mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything. And then, so I'm texting her like, hey, are you going to be back soon? She's like, yeah, I'm clear across the other end of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to do my routine or my return. I'm like, you need to get the fuck back here.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to get up. Now know what's in my pants
mm-hmm.
and do the clinch walk across the mall into the thing. And then shit, and there was a little bit in my underwear, and I just, so I did the whole thing, shit more, and then got toilet paper, rolled it up, and set it on top of the little spot.
So you just pull your pants back
and
up?
And I pulled it back, so there was like some toilet paper rubbing in my
There's
ass.
A diaper. You put a diaper on.
And then I got home, so then I got home, and I...
You should have just gone into a store and bought a diaper.
My wife now knows...
You're in a mall. There's going to be a diaper.
Yeah. I could have asked a lady like with a kid, hey, do you have a diaper? Oh, you have kids?
Or like a super old. Like,
for kids.
Like a 90-year-old. Like, oh, sorry. Depends. Yeah, I will help you down.
Do you have any underwear? Depends.
Depends. I'll help you down the escalator, but you have to give me a diaper. She's like, well, okay.
Sonny?
Sonny? So, hey, it's me, your nephew, Brian. You haven't seen me in a long time. Yeah, do you have a diaper?
Hey, I haven't seen you forever. Just check it in. Oh, real quick though, do you have a diaper handy?
Some kid by the playground shit his pants. He's like, it's a bad scene up there.
Do not go in there. So we get home, and I went home and like and shat some more, and then got up and was like doing some things. And then my wife goes, "Did you throw your underwear away?" And I was like, "Oh no, I'm still wearing them."
No.
So she was like, what are you doing? I was still wearing them. So then I got them and I was like, these are salvageable. And she's like, throw them away. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess they are getting kind of thin on the bottom.
Anyway.
Because I was going to try to keep them. She goes, if you're going to keep them, put some spray and wash on it.
Yeah. I mean, but also, end of the day, a little poop on your underwear is like the least thing that you'd be worried about in this world. Yeah. It's going to come right out. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, getting back to this, would you rather, on something like that where it's like a wet shit, you know, if it's one thing to like, you have a Q-tip and you cling, like you grab a chunk of poop, but if you're just having to wipe down a wet diarrhea ass.
That's a long time. It's a lot of toothpicks. There's a lot of Q-tips. Yeah. What if it was the other way around? You had to clean your poop with toothpicks.
Ugh. Ouch. You had to eat food with
Q-tips. No, Q-tips will take forever. I'm guessing there's a shower option, right? Where you can never...
I think there's no way around. There's no loopholes.
You have to
it's like it. You have to do one of those things.
I don't know why, but like right now, the Q-tip situation, I'm picturing like some super complex testing facility, like lab coats, 4K cameras, and a guy's just like rubbing the inner rim of a donut with a Q-tip. Like, you don't really know what he's doing. It's just some B-roll. Like, the commercial is for something pretty important. And then it just cuts to a quick scene of this guy scraping a Q-tip on the inside rim of a...
And then he
kind of
looks up at the camera and gives a nod.
Gives a little nod, like, I know what I'm doing. And then leans over and looks into a microscope. But what he's actually doing is just rubbing a Q-tip on a donut hole. I don't know why. But that's, I guess, how you'd have to clean it, right? Do you go in, out, in? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's going to suck.
You're going to get a little twist?
Yeah, you get a little twist. Then do you do a flip and risk it? Or is it one side per thing?
You get one Q-tip for the whole job.
You have to wash it and wait for it to dry. You wash it in the sink. You have a hair dryer. If it fluffs up.
Hang on. Right. I'm drying my Q-tip to wipe my ass.
1 second. Yeah, can you get the Q-tip wet? I'm going with yes. I mean, that seems like a viable.
You got to dip it in the toilet.
Ooh.
The poopy water.
Poopy water. It's the only... Okay. I'm going... I mean, I have to go toothpick on this one. There's plenty of foods that I can stab.
Just picture you at like at a night... Let's say you
or going over
on
to,
a date.
Yeah, or going over to like meet the parents for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's like knife and fork cutting their steak or they're eating their meal, eating salad. And you're like, you're having a conversation. Yeah, so I went to UW and then I'm hoping to, and then you're like,
you're stabbing one pea.
And the dad's looking at you like, what the fuck?
And you keep them like in your shirt pocket. Like you have a little, like a toothpick case.
Right.
You're like, oh no, this food is great. You get your napkin out, like whip it, put it on your lap, and then just reach into your pocket and pull out two toothpicks.
Do you need some silverware? No, I'm actually good on the silverware.
I'm all
got
good.
Some woodware over here.
Right here. I'm all set. So, fuck, this guy's a little weird. And if you can't cut your food, oh, yeah, no, it's crazy. Things are going pretty well at college though. And you just, I got to shove it super aggressively through a whole steak. Pick it up, rip a piece off,
just like
drop it back onto the plate.
Her parents just all proper, you know, like they have money, they're proper, and then they're just everything they do is dainty, and you're just over there with a toothpick.
Or at a party, like a little hors d'oeuvre tray comes by, and they like, want some of this, like, oh, don't mind if I do. And
you have your own toothpick.
Boop.
You keep one in your ear.
Yeah. The one you're always chewing on.
You got one in your mouth, and then you have one in your ear like Razor Ramon did. And then, so when you're done with it, you just flick it in someone's face.
Dude, it's like a quick draw. You can steal food that way. You have one right in your mouth and just bah, snack it off their plate. Flick it. Bam. Evidence gone.
On the same token, let's say you're over at that family's house.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you don't have to eat with a toothpick.
Didn't go well.
Now you're in the bathroom because you're like, hang on, I got maybe excuse to go to the bathroom. And it's been like 20 minutes and they're like, what's he doing 20? In there?
Oh, it's going to be, if you had a sloppy
well,
one.
Well, no, it's been 20 minutes, but he's just getting started wiping. Yeah, it's going to be even longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been 20 minutes, which is long enough. And they're like, what is going on in there? And he's wiping his, I'll be out in a minute.
All set. Yes. He's like, oh, he goes, honey, did you bring the Q-tips?
Yeah.
She goes, oh shit, I forgot them. Oh fuck. I got some safety ones. Like run out to the car, like some safety Q-tips instead of safety teepee.
And you can't throw Q-tips in a toilet. So it's all these brown Q-tips in a trash can.
Or in a doggy poop bag that you tie up. And then, you know, tie it onto your belt, your little belt loop so you can walk around with it.
You know what we do when we had our kids were, you know, pooping in diapers, we would change their diaper and just throw it in like a Safeway bag or something, open the door and just throw it out by the door. And then because it would be doing several a day. And then like at the end of the night, we'd walk out and grab all the bags and throw them away in the trash. Mm-hmm. But there would be times when it'd just be like six Safeway bags just sitting kind of like a
delivery.
Well, anybody that's like a Trailer Park Boys fan, it's the piss jugs everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it was like. There was just, everywhere you looked in the front, there was just like Safeway bags tied at the top with poopy diaper in there.
Just the DoorDash, like a reverse DoorDash of shitty diapers. It's like, I'll get that later. All right, which one are you picking? I'm picking toothpicks.
I'll go toothpicks too. Okay, just because if you get yourself in a mess, I mean,
Pooping happens all the time. I know eating happens all the time, but that's just
more of an inconvenience. You're like, I would just be getting frustrated, but with a Q-tip, I'd be sweating and like, this is stressful.
Yeah. Or just don't even clean your butthole ever again. And just kind of, that's your life now.
Like you're in the old days.
Just going back to the West.
And just pull up your pants and on you go.
Imagine
what it must have been like. So like in the old, picture the old West. Where some guy just goes and like shits in a bucket and then pulls his pants up and then heads over to the brothel.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever the lucky gal was that.
The hair and shit combo.
And it's just stuck in the hair.
Of the private's area of just both parties of just shit and piss
and
pubic hair and no one's wiping it. Someone's like, they'll shower one time this week. What is that?
What
fuck?
Because like,
can you put that in a candle?
You walk into a room and you're like, oh, it smells like sex in here. Because there's a certain, but that's like, this smells like
you'd roll your window down.
Yeah,
just like getting like going to Lewiston here.
Right,
you roll the window down like, oh fuck, brothel's open.
Smells like a brothel.
It's like a brothel, but I know they got a brothel in town. You're still 20 miles away.
Is that the cattle ranch?
Yeah, whatever it's called, the Mustang, whatever. Mustang Ranch. That's the famous sex place.
It's the Pussycat Ranch, isn't it? In Vegas?
Range? It could be. I've never been.
Home on the range, brother.
Home on the range. Okay, let's move on to the, what are you thinking about?
All right.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
You ever playing video games, Joe?
I love playing video games.
Do you ever play video games online?
That's the only place that I play video games, or used to, but I'll elaborate on that later. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I play online now, but there was a time when I didn't, like, I grew up playing PlayStation, not grew up. I was playing PlayStation, but I had friends that had Xbox and they would get online and play. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of missed the boat growing up doing that. And into it later in life.
Didn't exist until basically Halo.
Yeah. And like that, I was in college then and I just wasn't doing it. I wasn't playing online. And then as an adult, I started playing online. This is actually pretty fun. You get to go and you get to fight real people and do all this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more frustrating as an adult playing a video game against children and they're just wiping the floor with you.
It is so frustrating.
And I mean,
it just gets worse and worse with every passing year. Every new game.
I was playing today and I was screaming at the screen.
Are you like a big screamer, fighter? Are you a controller breaker?
Oh, how mad do you get? Okay. Well, I have some stories of when I used to work back in KXOY days.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of coworkers there, we had an N64, and I may or may not have taken a hammer to one of the controllers, and another coworker may or may have not thrown one of the controllers off the balcony into Boone Street. So, yeah.
Do I know who that other person might have been?
I don't think you know him.
Oh, okay.
His name is Kellen.
Oh, I think
I put a, I actually put a I hole Kellen, in our I put a hole in our boss's wall because I got so pissed.
Throwing a oh punching?
I threw the controller and put a hole in the wall.
Oh man, now I want to watch. I wish I would have seen you getting angry about the video games today.
I mean, this was a time when we were all really good and we were, you know, it came down to one little mistake and that's when we'd lose. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like me by myself in my basement playing against people I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
I run for 5 minutes to get to a checkpoint and then they fucking snipe me from a mile away.
Yeah. I mean, ages from 12 to 50 something are all playing video games out there.
Yeah.
And this is the most frustrating thing about online games. If you don't play online, they have this thing, it's called like skill-based matchmaking, right? So if you're doing like pretty good, it just puts you like in a better place. You play against better people. However, a lot of times, at least for me, I'm on that cusp where I am bottom tier good. Like, I'm good enough, and if you put me in the wrong one, I'm going to get 40 kills. But if you move me up to the other one, I'm going to die 40 times.
You're like main, you're the main band on the second stage.
Second stage, exactly. And if they try to move you up, I don't have the equipment. I'm not prepared to play this big stage.
Yeah.
And I've always bounced back and forth between that bullshit. Plus, I have some friends that play online, and they're really good. So then if I team up with them, it's most fun to play with your friends against other people on multiplayer.
In a squad.
But they play all the time. Yeah. Like, they just have thousands of hours logged, and I'm showing up for like an hour and a half at the end of the day, twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to hang. And so they just get paired up with the best people ever, and you're just a piece of shit. You're the worst person out there. And that is the most frustrating thing to me.
So the game I have to play is basically like, whether it's Battlefield or Battlefront Star Wars, it's the one where you just respawn. So you're in a big group and you capture, you know, command points and then you get points. And I'm really good at like capturing things and moving around. If I'm in a straight shootout, I'm not going to do well. But if I'm using a rocket launcher, I'm blowing shit up. I'm doing okay. So because I can respawn. But then they started this whole like Fortnite and Warfare and all, or Warzone, all these where you join in, and then if you're dead, you're done.
You're gone.
So I was playing with a group of friends who, like you, they play a lot, and then I was the fourth guy that never played it.
Hey guys, yeah.
And they're like, you should be our fourth. I'm like, okay. And so I jump in the game, and the entire time we're running around, I'm getting shot, they have to come back and resuscitate me just to keep me in the game. I'm like, dude, I was like, just go without me.
Leave me.
Leave me behind.
You better just take my stuff.
Yeah.
Take all my stuff.
Take all my guns. My grenades, just go. Just watch.
I'm just happy to be here, guys.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
I'll be your guardian angel.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You know what I do? Like, I could show you some pictures on my phone right now when I'm having a good round. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be towards like the top five here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get on there. My name will be in one of the top things. I've actually like screenshot or taken pictures.
I've done that.
Because I'm like, oh, fuck. Because you just want for whatever reason, it was just clicking. I'm like, I was on.
A lot of it is what server it connects you to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so frustrating. That's another one is a lot of the friends I play with or used to play with are all East Coast. Mm. They're all East Coast players. So if I team up with them, we're getting connected to fucking servers over there. And if I don't play with them, one, I don't get put with their skill matchmaking shit. And two, I'm on a server that's closer to me. So the ping is going to be way lower, the lag. It is comical the amount of times, and I've even sent them pictures where I'm like, let me just go play one by myself. Like, I just want to make sure I still even know how to play this game.
Because
I'd go from having maybe 3-4 kills in a Warzone match and then hop on over there and get like 26. Like, it just changes everything.
Yeah.
And you hop back and like, here, you send a picture and you're like, this is it. This is what I... Anyway, it's back to me fucking sucking. But I enjoy playing video games even against the good kids as long as I'm put into a place where like, there's a fair amount of people that are better than me, but there's also people that are like at least on the same plane. It just makes it a lot more fun than when you get put in with someone that all they do is play video games
all day long.
And with streaming becoming a viable career, which is awesome, I love it.
I feel like every time I'm playing, I'm in there with some world class streamer. Uh-huh. That's all he does all day, mm-hmm. and I'm just the butt of mm-hmm. one of his videos. Like I want to Google some of these guys' names and see if they come up. And it's like, here he is commentating, because my name's Dad and Bloated on there. So they're probably like, oh, this fucking dad trying to play with his kids or whatever. And so I'm the butt of all the jokes.
There's compilations of just you getting headshots over and over and over again. And he's just laughing like a hyena.
Dude, this morning I played for a little bit before I head out here. And there was this guy. I was on Hoth in Star Wars, and I would spawn. And I'm coming out, and I was like, in Hoth, I like to snipe a little bit, fuck around. And I kept getting hit by the same fucking guy. And mm-hmm. I would look on the screen after I die, I'd be like, okay, I know where he is. Yep. So then I would spawn, and I'd go there and look for him, and then I'd, poof, dead. And he'd moved over slightly. You know, I'm like, you motherfucker! So what I did is I got a jetpack guy, and I flew over, and I fucking shot his ass from behind.
You killed him?
I Abe Lincoln'd him.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right. And then he killed me again.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another one too. Nothing's more. That is the most frustrating when it's not just like getting outplayed, but it's just like a sniper or someone who's camping, but they're doing it exactly how you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they can slide over a little bit, know your dumb ass gonna come peek your head over again and mm-hmm. again and again, and they're just like, "Duh, get out of here."
I was always like against the idea of sniping. I was just like, "Come on, man, let me run around and catch. I don't want to get shot from 2 miles away." And then I started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, this is kind of fun, where you're just like hiding in a spot and you're just killing people. And they're like, where the fuck is this guy? I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
Cause I was getting pretty good. Like, I can snipe pretty well. Some guy's little head will be poking up and I'll shoot. And it'll say that he's killed. And I'm like, oh. And then I start yelling and screaming, like, that's right, bitch. Poke your head out.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I totally get it. That's the same. I've only broken one controller. It was over my own knee. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Bo Jackson'd it.
I was pretty mad. And it's always online shooters that do that. No other game. No other game, just online shooters. Like Warzone and Halo. They just drive me fucking crazy if it's not really always just about doing bad. Like, I'm fine with getting outplayed.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But it's just like when it's very clearly like something is fucking going wrong. mm-hmm. You watch the kill cam and it shows that you didn't do anything. Like, have you ever seen that one? Where, like, you're in a fight and you shot him, you got like 5 hit markers, then you watch the kill cam and like it just shows you staring at the wall. Have you seen that one? Where like you're like, God, like, it just didn't even, all they saw was you standing there like an idiot, but the whole time on your screen you're shooting him. But the delay is just so big, they just think you're a dipshit. Mm. You're like, it's okay. I guess I didn't even shoot my gun. Fine. Fine,
dude, the worst is when someone's sniping or something and you spawn in a place.
Like, you shoot me again?
And you drop and you take like a step and you're fucking dead. Like, I can't even get out of here. Mm-hmm. I can't even get out of the fucking spot.
Mm, it's amazing.
It. So anyway, if you, dad, like the letter N, dad in bloated, if you want to, that's my Xbox gamer tag.
Oh, and then going back to what I hinted towards when we first started talking about this, for whatever reason, my new apartment, you can't direct link into the modem, so that's really fucking cool. You have to be wireless, and that's the only way you can connect. And I called the internet company, and because of firewall settings and all that kind of shit, they won't change it. They won't allow me to plug directly into my Xbox. So it's okay connection with the Wi-Fi, but it is strict NAT type. For people that don't know what that means, it takes forever to find any game to play. Like, you'll start to try to find a game, it'll take 20 minutes. And then you'll get in, and sometimes it'll just kick you back out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no. Unsafe connection. Someone joined in that didn't have a safe connection and just boots you back off. It's like, so
spy!
Dumb. Yeah. Anyway.
So, oh, shit. Oh, yeah. So, real quick on the internet thing. We were just at the Spokane post office yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting, what do you call them? Pasaportes.
Passport, yeah.
For the kids. And Amber was over there dealing with the lady, and I'm like corralling, like playing with the kids, letting them run around and stuff. And I'm like, God, this is taking forever. What's going on? And then when she was done, we were walking away and we were paying. She goes, they have dial-up internet. because of all the marble, because it's a really old building.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know the reason, like maybe marble, it maybe, can't go through marble.
Maybe they just spent all their money on marble and couldn't afford Wi-Fi.
It could have been. They're still paying for the original cost of the building.
Of the marble, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that was funny, like these poor people, these poor people that are working at this place.
Mm.
And they're having to deal with that.
I know. It's terrible.
25 years ago, that got taken care of.
It's like living in a little time capsule. Which, if there's a place that's living in a time capsule, I mean, post office is kind of the one.
That is you'd such expect. A fucking bizarre.
You'd be like, oh, you guys have dial-up? Of course you have dial-up.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? It's like, well, this place is not going to last forever anyway, so why update anything? And why spend the money?
It's going to squeeze it out. Squeeze the last remaining drops before this
We're
is all gone.
We're not even going to give you a uniform until you prove that you can deliver mail.
That you can hang in.
You're just going to wear your clothes.
Just wear your clothes, not wasting time on you. You fucking idiot.
We have kids at school have to wear a PE uniform, but someone that delivers your mail.
Wear whatever.
Just rocks JNCOs.
Yeah, wear whatever you want. We'll give you, I forget what that month was. What was it, like 6 months in? You prove your worth and then they give you a shirt. What a fucking.
Imagine how many letters you could carry in a pair of JNCOs, though. Yeah. Those pockets. He's wearing cargo pants.
Cargo pants and cut off finger leathers gloves.
the envelopes are just like sticking out of all your pockets.
Like trying to deliver something. Like, I insist you take it. Like, I don't want no trouble. And he's like, no, I'm just trying to.
He walks up to your door whoa, dude. Whoa. You got my mail. Got it. Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, because if you were in street clothes and fingerless gloves.
What if your mailman gestured at you like that? He goes, he's smiling and he has fingerless gloves on. He's like, oh, thank you so much. He goes, thanks, have a good day. He's like fucking fake punches you and then smiles again and then waves and runs off.
Fuck. You flinch and then he punches you.
Just postures at you. What? You're like, fuck, I hate this mailman.
This guy means business.
I hate this mailman.
No rain nor shine, that's their life though.
Yep. Well, that's the video game world. All the adults out there. Yeah, you get home, you're like, ah, nice relaxing evening. Squeeze in, got the kids in bed, pour myself a drink. Go relax with a couple of video games and then break my controller.
Yeah, this isn't relaxing.
And they then throw my Xbox through
the
wall.
Should have a lobby that's just like a dad lobby.
Yeah, I mean, you send in your driver's license.
Yeah.
You prove you're old.
Yeah.
And that's your lobby.
Your AARP card.
Right. And then that's how they set it up. You're like, I am casual. And you can look it up in the number of hours you play. And they're like, okay,
yeah.
this is for you.
It's like a half hour every couple of days. Like, okay, this guy needs to be.
This guy just needs a couple noobs around him so he can.
Just label it post office.
Yeah, post office. Why not? Okay, let's move on to Dick this week.
All right.
Some fun stuff in here.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick.
Joe. I know you want to get into this thing, but
yeah.
Why do I always get weird ads? Remember I've said like the toenail thing before?
Yeah, what's this one?
Look, it's a GIF of someone scrubbing their toenails with a toothbrush. It says, if you have toenail fungus, try this tonight. It's genius.
How many? And the other one, another toe.
Yeah, that's a thumb.
How
red
do you know?
Red flag symptoms of psoriatic arthritis.
Have you, because I mean, is your computer just listening to us talking about like how cold my toes are and then always mentioning fingerless gloves? It's like, this dude's going to love this. That's
well,
why your ads
we
are
should
always
probably
that.
Get manicures we if should. We're going to be wearing fingerless gloves.
Walking around with these things. Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So this story is just so funny to me because I can definitely see myself doing it. I got some friends that I can see doing something like this. But the headline reads, couple hate Last Christmas by Wham so much they're trying to buy the song rights so they can take it off the air forever. Oh my God. Oh, it's so funny. God, you can pull it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with Last Christmas by Wham, I'll play.
You'll
hear it. A couple hate Last Christmas by Wham so much they're raising money to buy the song rights to keep it off the air forever. Thomas Mazzetti, 55, and his wife Hannah, 33, have already raised a whopping 51,553 pounds to try and banish the song to the history books. Hannah, a painter, said her hatred of the tune started 13 years ago when she worked in a cafe in Oxford where her boss played the song on repeat. And last Christmas, she was talking to friends about how much she disliked it still and how much she'd pay to never hear it again, inspiring this year's online fundraiser. So far, there's 327 people that have pledged 62,100 pounds. So that's amazing. 60,100 pounds to get rid of the song for good. But the couple from Gothenburg in Sweden have a mammoth task ahead of them for the rights of the song, currently owned by Warner Chappell Music in the UK, valued between $15 million and $25 million. So anyway, it says, hi, one more paragraph here. It says, Hannah, a mom of three, said, I was studying English and worked extra to pay the bills. And the owner of the cafe had planned for a super cozy holiday season and had his own made CD with the number of hits on it. He was only in now and then. So he didn't fully appreciate the agony the rest of the staff had to feel when Last Christmas played for the 111th time that working day. But just the concept of, you say, I hate this thing so much. What can I do about it? And instead of just being, I don't know, turn it down, which I guess maybe wasn't an option, skipping it, just dealing with it internally and moving on, earplugs, noise can, whatever you could possibly get away with. You just went to, I'm going to try and raise enough money to get this song off the radio forever, or just not like allowed to be played anywhere. Mm-hmm. But like, anyway, so if you don't know what the song is, you're going to know it, but here you go. Taylor Swift covered it. The very next day, you gave it away. I'm watching the video right now. It's ridiculous, as you can imagine.
Last Christmas, I gave you my.
Man, what a goofy looking dude. I never knew what Wham looked like to this.
Well,
this
exact moment. That's George Michael, right? Michael is in Wham.
That makes more sense. Okay. Fair.
I don't know. Like I know I've heard that song a lot, but it is funny the idea of getting rid of a song that's based around a certain time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe a month.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any songs that when you hear them, they pain you? Like whether it reminds you of something and you're like, nope, can't do this. Or you've just heard it so many damn times, you never want to hear it again.
I mean, honestly, I think we kind of touched on this before, but just like top 40 radio,
mm-hmm.
when, or like my wife will be in the kitchen, she'll be like, Alexa, play music. Sorry for everybody that I just turned their Alexa mm-hmm. on. And it'll play like the same fucking song. Mm-hmm. Like I love Nirvana, but my Amber was like, cause she was listening to something. I was like, can you just change it?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, plays 90s alternative. And it was like, I'm like, God. And also, I was like, I left the room. I was like, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, yes, it's a great song, mm-hmm. but Jesus Christ, that's because all these fucking assholes want to hear this song. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. He's heard it too many times. I know. So, yeah. Yeah.
So when we were in high school, we went down to Godfather's,
mm-hmm.
which was, we'd go there at lunch because you get like a pizza buffet.
Mm.
And Pretty Fly for a White Guy was on the jukebox. And we went down there and we would take, like, we would take rolls of quarters
mm-hmm.
and we would put that in and just replay the song over mm-hmm. and over and over again until one day, the manager finally went over and unplugged the jukebox. He was.
Did he give you your money back?
No, that we went up there like, dude, you know how much money we put in there? He's like, that's what you get for fucking it up.
Oh,
but
man.
we put it in. So
which
like,
is what you get.
The whole 30 minutes we were eating there, it was just playing on repeat. The song would end and it'd go, ooh, niggly, and it would kick in again. And we'd just be laughing. And then the guy finally was like, fuck.
Give it to me, baby. God, I haven't heard that one for a long time.
Yeah, we played the shit out of that. I mean, it wasn't even a bad song. It's just like, I don't even know why we decided.
Because it's pretty annoying. Like, it can definitely get on you pretty quick. I know, last couple weeks we've just been playing songs. The video didn't get banned from YouTube, so maybe. I don't know when it's going to do the thing. Why the,
you ever hear that and then the Van Halen song plays?
No, not anymore.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a woman. And all the girlies say it's a sick riff, though. A white guy.
God, what
he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate.
It is a great song.
You know it really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta fight a feel. Keep it real. For you know it's going. The world needs one of me, so hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
There. I guess I had to get that out of the system.
For all the people that are older, when they hear that, they think of the Van Halen song.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I grew up listening to Van Halen, but that song was so prominent that when you were on the radio or something, it would do that. It would be, gleam, and then all of a sudden, if it went, tss, mm-hmm. And played the Van Halen version, you're a little bit disappointed because you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be that.
Thought it was something different.
Yeah.
If you could banish something, if there's a chance for you to, I don't know, buy a business or a song, the rights of a song, get rid of it forever, does anything come to mind for you? I mean, you mentioned Teen Spirit. I'm not sure if you would spend all that money trying to get rid of that one. But mine goes back, and I've hated this for a long time, and I think a lot of it comes from me growing up in a small tourist town. Where certain parts of the year, like the population is the normal amount. And then like these other, like two or three times a year, it quadruples in size. And for that reason, there's like a bunch of, there's money that comes in and out of this resort town. And I hate it when on Main Street, there's a, like a fucking bank or a church. I actually hate a bank more than a church. Church reminds me, I'm just mad because here in Coeur d'Alene, there used to be an Ace Hardware. Downtown, and it was awesome because right there you have to go out, you know, get out of downtown to go get shit, and then it gets turned into a church. I'm like, what
set
the,
up shop in an Ace?
What the fuck? Like, it was went from something useful to one thing I think that people show up to on Sundays only,
mm-hmm.
And it just takes up like a ton of space. It could be anything else besides a goddamn church. But banks on Main Street, just can we just move the bank like, I don't know, one block over so that we have a Main Street that people actually want to visit? Like, I'm not kidding. In Ketchum, Idaho, and I haven't been back in a long time, or I hadn't been back in a long time, that I had this over this last year going down to visit my dad, had been back in the valley more than I've ever been since I left. And same amount of fucking banks. I was hoping a miracle happened. But in Ketchum, I swear to God, there's like fucking 10 banks and they're all on Main Street. It's like, just go. No one, who goes in a bank anymore? And even when people did, why is it on the main street? Just move it over. No one cares. Like, just move it.
Just visualize this old Western town. You know, that with the you... it's all that one main street and mm-hmm. they're all the buildings with the flat walls.
Right.
But they're all banks.
Right. It says bank, bank.
You
bank,
walk bank. In there and it's just like saloon, bank, bank, bank saloon, saloon, bank.
Bank, church, bank, bank,
yeah, church,
bank. And it's, I don't know. It's just disgusting. It just, no one needs them. They don't have to be there. If it's your bank, you can go find your goddamn bank. Just move it off of Main Street.
Do it online. Who goes into banks anymore? I don't know.
This doesn't have to take up an entire
6 months.
Make it a restaurant. Make it anything that keeps this like community thriving and kind of, you know, centrally located. It's fun to have a downtown. You shove a bunch of banks in there. Fuck yeah, dude. That's sick. So if I could,
ATMs,
I would buy all those banks and then just blow them up. And get them out of there so we can put in some actual shit that people care about.
Well, you touched on what I was going to say, but and I know I'm going to offend some people, but I'd do that with the churches.
We just blow up the churches?
Yeah. Not with the people in them.
Oh, yeah, just, get them out. Yeah, well, you have to buy the church. Yeah, you know what I would do? Maybe what I should do is buy the church back that's down there and then turn it into an Ace Hardware store.
Or a bank.
Turn it into a bank.
Well, it basically is a bank, isn't it?
Half
a church.
Half Ace Hardware, half bank. What does that look like?
You, half, no,
dude, this is a great combo idea. Half gun shop, half bank.
Yeah.
Just, and then count how many times a bank gets robbed.
It's kind of like an A&W KFC where you walk in there, the menu.
But it's a gun dealer in a fucking bank. And they just hope they get along.
whenever you buy, you ask for
and
like
they're
a
connected with a door,
you know, like they have the, you go to a grocery store and like, would you like any cash?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like at your bank, would you like any guns or anything?
Guns or
like,
anything back? Yeah. Tell me to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have any revolvers?
Yeah,
of course we got some revolvers. Oh man. Okay. Well, that's all I had for that. I just love the idea of hating something so much you just buy it and get rid of it. And I know people have done that. I know there's been businesses that have done that with other ones where they buy them out and they just don't do anything. It was just out of spite. They hated them.
Right,
they bought
yeah.
it and they did nothing with it. They just wanted them out.
Let me clarify this too. What I would do is I don't want to get rid of the people. You know, I don't want to get rid of the community aspect of a church.
Yeah.
Just you can keep the church, keep the community aspect of it. Just don't talk about religion in there. Because a lot of people, when you say that, they're like, well, it's good for community. It's good for like connecting.
Can be.
You can have all of that stuff. Keep all of that. Mm-hmm. Just get rid of the subject matter.
Get
rid of the subject matter and just still have people go in there and
talk about
and stuff. Talk about stuff and mm-hmm. still be neighborly and still.
What should the topic be, though, if you take away Sky Daddy?
Now whatever. Your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Boring.
Yeah. That's boring.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I'm just giving you shit.
I think I'd rather hear about somebody's kids than...
Than Jeebus?
Than God's kid.
Or some other form of Jeebus. Okay.
Anyway.
Let's move on to the next article here.
Okay.
and this one's pretty
is, good. Oh, yeah. The biker.
Oh, already pushed that one. Let's get out of there. Let's go to this music bed. See what happens here.
All right, let's head down to San Francisco,
shall
we?
Let's do it! Oh, yeah, and if you're in San Francisco, by the time this comes out, wow, we know you got blasted by a storm. So hope you guys are okay. Like, this
really?
Week, they got fucking hammered.
What kind of storm?
Like, hot, giant winds, a ton of rain. I don't know the exact amount, but I guess I could try to look it up.
So a hurricane?
Ish.
Or a monsoon?
Yeah, like a cyclone type of, like, tropical storm.
That really?
You would not normally get in San Francisco. And it definitely hit him.
I did not know that, Joe.
Yeah, well, there
Thanks
you go.
Thanks for updating me on...
You're welcome.
Frisco. People don't like you when you call it Frisco. They don't like that.
San Francisco Bay Area Level 3 Storm live updates. Toddler killed. Part of Capitol building destroyed. It's... gas station collapses. Like, they got hit. Ton of rain. I don't know the exact amount, but it's a big deal.
I'm sorry. When you were saying all those things, I always thought you were reading a news page. Not the actual story of San Francisco, because that's what my news app looks like.
Oh, no.
I open it up. Toddler killed.
Well, that's why you're like,
yeah, that's why I laughed. Not that the toddler died.
Mm-hmm. Huge. Oh, man. But it looks like it's a lot. So if you are in that area, I hope you guys get back to normal soon.
Speaking of toddlers.
Yeah?
So in San Francisco, bikeless threw a tantrum after her ride was seemingly interrupted by an ambulance parked in a bike lane, according to social media post.
Outrageous!
I know.
The cyclist, who goes by Driving MZ Stacy on Twitter, posted a video on the platform Thursday that showed a San Francisco Fire Department ambulance parked in a marked bike lane, inconveniencing her, she claimed.
Oh my God.
Here's an ambulance in a bike lane. There's a business they can park in. They can block the car lane. They can block the non-existent motorcycle park lane, woman shouts. I'm not even half a mile from home on a rainy day. What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's all in quotes, by the way, guys. Yeah.
Seized with anger, the woman walks over to the ambulance and addresses the driver. Get out of the bike lane, the woman yells at the driver. You're killing us! Get out of the bike lane!
So dramatic. My goodness.
The first responder does relent and moves the vehicle while parking directly across the street. The woman claimed that the ambulance driver was on a break, but the San Francisco Fire Department refuted that assertion.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department said on Twitter that its crew was finishing a medical emergency with a patient care document from a call that at that location, which is why they moved to the other side of the street rather than engage with you. Have a safe day.
Have a safe day, you lunatic. Man. Can you imagine? I'm sure you could, but somebody is this pissed. You're on a bike. Go around.
Yeah.
Like if there's a type of transportation you could be on that's going to be get you around that thing willy-nilly, lickety-split, it's a bicycle. Turn the fucking handlebars.
She just wanted to complain that someone was in the bike lane.
I know, but it's just...
And let me say this.
People that go out there and look for that, just...
Oh, yeah. Because I actually like road biking on occasion. I used to do it a lot more. Mm-hmm. So I would ride in the bike lane, or I have an actual road bike.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing pissed me off more than people on road bikes. Mm-hmm. Because they think that they need to be treated a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, we share the road, right? It's like the whole share the road thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I see cyclists do the most annoying shit. They want cars to follow the rules, right? Mm-hmm. But then when there's a red light or whatever, they're going through the energy. They're not following the same.
They fly through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you want cars to respect your rules, you need to respect those rules too.
If you want cars to think that you're a car.
Yeah.
You got to follow car games.
I hate having the perspective of things like that where you do something and then the people that are also doing the same thing are so fucking stupid and bitch about things that they shouldn't that you're essentially getting mad at the people, whatever the fuck I'm trying, you know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I hate watching sports around other people. I love sports, but I hate sports fans. They're so fucking annoying and so irrational.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't, that's why I stay in my basement,
because
you can't see past their own fucking nose.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I know, I'm with you on that one. My least favorite thing, just speaking of bike things that make you mad, and I am impressed, road biker guy. I'm impressed that you're going 30 miles an hour.
Mm.
It's fucking sweet. Mm-hmm. Don't go down the middle of the road, because although you're hauling ass for a bike, you're going really fucking slow for a car.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be going the speed limit. That's great. But I'm going to go over that. So get the fuck out
of the road. That's why I have a car, so right? I can go faster.
It's like, go
than
ahead,
that.
Just get out of the way. Because now, you know, whatever. Like the speed limit, typically like 25, and the bike is going 25. So he's like, nah, I'm a car now. He just gets in the middle.
I'm a car now.
I'm a car now, beep, beep. It's like, no, you're a fucking slow-ass car. Get out of the way. I would
yell at some old lady for driving slow down the road.
Right.
Going the same speed. I don't care if you're a bike or you're a car. Get the fuck off the road.
How fast do Segways go? Because a high-powered Segway makes me so happy.
Mm.
Think about how dangerous that shit is. And someone on a Segway going 70.
Dude, I have
just leaning into it. Just,
just a 45-degree angle. Joe Bluth just flying through traffic.
Wearing fucking, you know, aerodynamic sunglasses.
Like the old pilot, like the old the 50s race car. Where they had the fingerless gloves, the brown leather gloves, and the
big
scarf
goggles
flipping in the wind.
I'm going to look up world's fastest Segway, and I hope that there is one.
My aerial rider electric bike, I ripped through 40 down the road, and that thing hauls ass.
Let's see here.
And if it didn't, I would be in the bike lane. Well, I am in the bike lane anyway, but...
They got a scooter that goes 43 miles per hour. That's pretty good. It's not fucking Segway, though. Segway!
Speaking of Segway,
honk honk. Man. The Ninebot Max goes 18 miles an hour. Nothing out there. Probably because it'd be ridiculous to go 70 on a fucking Segway.
Yeah.
No one's done it. Maybe that's how I die. Like, towards the end of my life, I'm like, all right, anyway, fast Segway time.
Well, there's certain laws, too. Like, they're 1, 2, and 3, and 4. I think there's 4 different levels before you have to, you know, like bikes and certain things. Like, they have cutoff points, governors and things for reaching certain levels of speed.
Oh, this would be an illegal Segway.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure you could soup it up, Tim Allen.
Is this thing, this thing road legal? No.
No.
No. This fucking Segway? Tap it.
Oh, this whole thing?
You're on the
freeway? You're passing people on the freeway.
Just leaning into it? God, that'd be so funny. You're gonna do 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 do, and you're like, what? Like, look in your adjust your rear view mirror.
He's coming up on your you on your
this,
six.
See this face leaning into you.
Like, he's in the back. Fuck? He's behind you, and all of a sudden he gets over the next lane, and you see him in your side mirror.
He does the hand signal. Yeah.
Dude, if you're going 70 miles an hour and you're taking your hands off,
just look at this guy. And he's 45.
He looks by and he gives you a nod as he's passing. A
little salute and then puts his hand back and then goes even faster.
Aerodynamic.
Get a little smoke kicks up. Just fucking
can you imagine going that fast and then wiping out on something like that?
I mean, it's kind of like being on a motorcycle. It can't be that much worse. I like eating shit on a motorcycle going that fast.
Well, not going that fast, right. But
it's got to be very similar. The same as like, you know, falling off a Segway going that fast.
It would feel so less secure though, standing up like that instead of like sitting. So, on it.
But yeah. The idea, like a tie flapping,
yeah,
holding a briefcase, just
your tie's flapping in the wind. In the, you got a little basket with your briefcase on it. No, on the thing, it's got a little hook, and you hang your briefcase on it.
Hang your briefcase off of it.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Siri's like, yeah, do it. Okay, let's move on to petty beef.
Okay.
God, that was funny.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
I think you should take this one, Joe.
Petty beef time. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna jump right into this petty beef.
Yeah, but this
week.
Is all you, baby.
It's my department.
Yep.
This is coming in from our daughter, Teresa. Hey, daddies. Have some petty beef I'd like to work out, so here it is. So, me and my boyfriend were talking about shrooms last night. I'm guessing not like mushrooms, like pizza shrooms. I'm guessing like shrooms, you know, magic ones.
Like... No, pepperoni pizza with mushrooms?
With mushrooms, yeah. Those just basic-ass mushrooms. Talking about shrooms last night and how Washington decriminalized them.
I did not know that.
I am a huge supporter, but haven't touched them in years. He tells me that co-worker can get them, and I was like, what? Shut up. Then he tells me...
And then he's like this, and then I'm like that?
I got a co-worker that get them. What? Shut up. Then he comes and tells me to go to the garage, so I do, and he goes for this fishing backpack and pulls out a bag of mushrooms. He got them over a month ago and didn't say anything. I'm not mad that he took them. I'm upset that he didn't even mention it to me at all. We had even discussed in the past that we should eat some together very soon. He then got all pissy because I made a big deal about him not telling me about it, saying I'm overreacting. That's the right response. That'll never escalate things. He's all, they're just shrooms. I told him I could care less what they are.
It's not about the shrooms.
It's the fact that he didn't tell me about it. If I got some from a coworker or whatever, I would tell him right away, like, oh my God, guess what kind of thing. Especially frustrating because he knows I'm very open with weed and shrooms, yet he didn't say anything. I don't feel like I'm overreacting, and he failed to see why I was upset. I know I shouldn't stew over this this much, but it's just been bothering me the crap out of me. Am I wrong for being frustrated over this? Let me know your thoughts. Loved your shroom-deprived daughter, Teresa.
First of all, how she just types that out. Like I felt like I was, that's how she was talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It felt very conversational.
Right. It sure did. I mean, I'm on Teresa's side here in the sense that if you talked about specific thing, let's just make it not drugs. Let's make it anything else. I don't know. We can make it a food item. You guys were both...
New TV show.
Sure. You guys were both just talking about how amazing these new double-stuffed Oreos are. You're like, yeah, those are fucking great. And then you come home from work and you got them. And you just put them in your backpack. And then you just never told her that you got the new awesome Oreos.
You're like creeping into the bedroom to eat some of them.
I mean, it didn't say that he was sneaking out and eating the mushrooms. That for sure would have been fucking like little... I mean, fuck that. But it just said that he had them in a fishing backpack, so I'm not sure. That obviously does change some things. But if you guys talked about it, I don't know. Maybe I'm going a little bit back on myself now. Like, if he wasn't doing them, then why would he bring up that he had them?
But I'm confused here. It says, even mad that he took them. Does she mean that physically, like, took them from one place to another, or took them as far as probably took like, them as ingested them.
Did I misread that? I thought that he said that she didn't care that he had not taken them.
He got them over a month ago and didn't say anything. I'm not even mad that he took them. I'm upset he didn't mention it to me at all. Hmm. So
I read that as like he took them from the coworker.
That's what I thought.
But maybe she meant like actually was eating them. If that's the case, he's way in the wrong then.
Yeah.
Because you guys talked about you wanted to do that together.
If he had them and hadn't eaten any of them, they were just in his backpack and didn't mention it. And so they've just been sitting in there and maybe forgot about them. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But if he's been like, she's been out working or whatever, and he's like at home eating mushrooms, then yeah.
And
he's wrong.
Here's one more wrinkle to put in here. Is to address there are certain people that you just don't want to do mushrooms with.
Yeah.
You just don't want to do them. And this might be not what you want to hear, Teresa. What if your boyfriend just doesn't want to do mushrooms with you?
Yeah.
Like he's scared there's going to be a bad trip. He just doesn't want to do that. So he got them and didn't tell you so that he could do them. And you guys both didn't do them together because he's scared of what could happen. Or just doesn't want to do it. I mean, that could be the case. I've done that before. Like, there's been drugs around, and you know that person would for sure do the drugs if they knew they were around. So you don't tell them they're around because you don't want to do them with him because he's annoying when he's on that particular drug.
Sounds like they need to have a conversation about their relationship.
Sounds like they need to take some shrooms. Again, that was just me projecting. I have no idea. That was just a deeper wrinkle. That maybe could be happening. But on the surface level, not telling him after talking about wanting to do shrooms, then you go get shrooms and don't say anything is, I think that's a little fucked up.
Yeah, without knowing finer details about his perspective of why he didn't, all that just on first read. Yeah, mm-hmm. she's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you can take out the shrooms and put anything in there. Oh, you know that new show that came out on HBO we've been wanting to watch?
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's at work, he's watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Put whatever you want in there. If you said that you were going to do something and then you did it without the other person,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter what it is, that she could be upset.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And then maybe the over, I'm not there, I'm not in the room, I don't know what was said, but she's asking, like, did she overreact? That I don't know. Like, did you throw a chair?
Yeah.
Then yeah, you overreacted.
Did you flush his shrooms down the toilet?
Did you make him eat all of them and then locked him outside in the backyard in the winter with no clothes? Like, that would be, you overreacted. But if you just got like a little mad about it and you guys are fighting about it, then I guess I don't think you overreacted.
Maybe it's probably just like, why would you, you know, just kind of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want to know what he said.
Whatever, fucking...
Because what it sounds like, it just sounds like a typical miscommunication or something of a couple who, because the woman's like overanalyzing and the guy's just like, just wasn't thinking about it.
Oh yeah. No, I gotta pee though.
And she's like, I wish you could communicate better. That's what it sounds like.
He's like, you calm down, I'm fucking so high right now.
Dude, like, why are you yelling at me? I'm on shrooms right now.
Oh, I can see your words.
Fucking that would taste be your words.
I can taste your words. My goodness.
All right, let's hear some. That would be pretty funny.
That would be good.
She was yelling at him while he's tripping.
He's like, oh no. You're right. Please stop. Okay, let's hear some good news for this week.
All right.
Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah!
Do you feel threatened?
What, with that squeaky glove?
Yeah.
Are we going to wear these forever?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
it's more dramatic if I whisper.
Yes, it is. Everything is. If you were watching the Monday Night Football game, which I guess what now as we record, what, was it on the 2nd? Yeah, it was on January 2nd.
Be about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, a week and a half ago now. But if you're watching it, even if you weren't, you probably heard about DeMar Hamlin's injury. I happened to be watching the game and watched that play. And then I remember at least the feed that I was looking at, the camera cut away right when he was like about to fall. Like that, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, that was really weird. I was like, it's a weird time to fake an injury. Like, there's no reason to go down right now. No one's like making a huge play and trying to stop a touchdown. So I just thought it was pretty weird. And then obviously it just unfolded into one of the saddest scenes I've ever seen in any like professional sports game ever. I mean, and there's been some crazy stuff that has happened out there. This one, from the moment it happened, felt different. It was just not
They're performing CPR on the guy in the field. I
mean, and we didn't get to see that as the audience, but they were talking about it. But you immediately just saw both teams crying. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know what happened. Mm-hmm. My first initial thought was maybe, like, he severed his spine or something. Like, so, like, something happened, then he stood up. Because if you didn't watch it, it was like a normal tackle, and he fell down. And we know now that, like, something hit his chest really hard and it threw him into cardiac arrest. So he had a couple seconds after that happened, he stood up and just, that was it. It was like a normal tackle. And then he just passed out and that was it.
Fell back.
And he's, at the time we're reading this, I guess he's making some huge improvements. It's kind of a risky thing to talk about because we don't know which way this is going to go at the time that we're recording this. But definitely doing better than people thought. He's holding family members' hands, still in critical condition.
Asking who won the game.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they didn't finish the game. He gets pissed.
Yeah.
Like, he's mad they didn't finish the game.
Right.
Which I would have been so disappointed in the NFL if they just tried to keep playing.
That's such a weird thing, though. Like, when you, any decision you make, somebody's going to be, and it's like the hindsight thing, you know, like, do we keep going? Because it's a playoff, you know, we're pushing for the playoffs. Everyone wants to see how this goes. And you're like, well, this is bigger than sports. Mm-hmm. And someone's going to be pissed no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And I think they did make the right decision.
Absolutely. I mean, you just, and then if Buffalo would, how do you play? You just be like every tackle you make, you're like, I'm going to die right now. Like, is this the next thing that's going to happen? That's
how I would think every time there's an injury, every time Dak Prescott breaks his ankle, you know, he's, or like Tyler Lockett a few years ago broke his ankle just on a regular tackle. Mm-hmm. And you're like, is this the time that I, you know, bust my leg in half and almost lose it?
Snap my femur. Like, you just never know. Anyway, so the good news side of this is he had a foundation and people across the country came out in droves. And just in like 2 days, they raised over $7 million for Hamlin's foundation.
I know. And Grumpy, you wouldn't think that Grumpy, being a dwarf, would give up anything.
Mm-hmm. So obviously some NFL teams and some and their players made some really big donations, but overall came out like averaging about $32 per person. His charity is the Chasing M's Foundation. And they're still formulating a plan on how they're going to use the money. And then, the foundation says it has used past donations for toy drives, back to school drives, and camps for children. So they do a little bit of everything. And this is a huge amount of money for them. So the impact that this, you know, very traumatic and obviously life-changing event is going to, in a different way, in a new light, change even more lives.
And assuming he comes through this,
and I hope he does and sees the support.
Yeah, and but going forward, like, just seeing, like, he ultimately look back and be like, this happened. This was a good thing that it happened, you know, because if assuming he's back healthy and all that, knowing what came out of this and how many people that can actually be can benefit from this, because it is weird, like people that. You tend to forget that these guys are, they're real people. You know, everyone, you play fantasy and stuff and you're screaming at the TV because somebody tore his ACL and you're like, oh, there goes my whole fantasy season. Lead. And you're like, well, this is some guy's career too. Like, he may never come back from this. And like, well, he makes millions of dollars. That doesn't matter. He's still he still has to go to sleep and read and turn on the news and see everyone screaming, calling him names. Like, it's still a fucking human being. It doesn't matter.
And their whole life has changed. Like, that's what they went all in on this.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, they get a huge career ending injury. And now what are you going to do?
But it's not even about their career ending injury. It's like they have the weight of an entire fan base or a city on their shoulders.
Family.
And if they don't, if they don't perform, everyone's fucking pissed. It's the, like, it's sickening as a person who loves sports but is very much rational when it comes to sports. I hate when I see things like a kicker miss a kick and there's death threats. Like, Jesus Christ, this guy is a real person. Like, imagine you going to work and you doing something and then you mess up at work. And then on the news, everyone's like, yeah, he didn't turn his fucking papers in on time. And like, he should fucking die. And we want him all dead. Johnson is the worst fucking employee ever. He should kill himself.
This all sounds really familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
All of that really did happen. So there's that. Can you imagine that?
So you could speak from
from experience?
From experience.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, why do you care so much? okay, let's move on to something I was able to find on the internet.
All right.
Interweb.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
All right, this was sent in a while back by our son Matt, but now finally finding a spot to throw it into the show. We all know the like Alvin and the Chipmunks, right?
Oh yeah.
All of their songs, that iconic sped up high voice thing. I've been in audio and production for a long, so I knew how this was made, but I bet you, I'm not sure if there's a lot of people that know. They just recorded these songs at a normal pace, like change the key when they recorded them so that when it was sped up a certain percentage, it was in whatever key they wanted to and sounded how they wanted to. And that's how this was made. But if you go the other way with it, like Matt found this entire album by the Chipmunks and they slowed it down. Okay.
That's going to be fucking
and turned
heavy,
it into
dude.
Like a sludge fest. Yes. Just some slow, deep metal. And it sounds surprisingly good. We're not going to listen to all of it, but if you look up Chipmunks on 16 Speed Sludge Fest,
full album,
you'll find it. And yeah, it's popular songs. This first one is Call Me. So,
hey man, call me your car. Call me your color, darling.
Speaking of shrooms,
yeah, I know who. Come up off your color chart. I know where you're coming from. Call me, call me on the line. You can call me any time.
Play back speed.
Call me, hello. You can call me any day or night. Call me.
So is this?
I sped it up twice. Yeah, exactly. But the whole album. So if you're into that type of stuff, or just want to hear more of what we just played, you can go on the internet and do the thing that I said.
I mean, that was cool in itself.
Call me. Baby. Okay, let's hear from some of our kids.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All righty, Joe.
Let's do it.
Our email's coming in from our creamy son, Lucas.
What a description.
Yeah, he writes, hey guys, this story took place when I was in high school. I was over at my dad's hanging out with my stepbrother. Hanging out in my stepbrother's room. After him and his girlfriend got done doing the dew.
That's all they're doing? Just drinking Mountain Dew? Ooh.
And he told me He told me he just threw out a condom into a small hole into a wall. And we forgot about it after. And we laughed about it for a while. About a year later, the hole was much bigger.
She
from
said.
Us horse playing around. And my brother and our friend at the time was cleaning out the hole. And they pulled out this used condom. We all started laughing, and my brother started playing with it and stretched it out. Oh, popped all over my brother and our friends. So my brother, your old load went all over both of us, their faces and little in their mouth. Luckily, I was out of the splash zone, so I stated, trying to cough up.
I left that in there. I was like, I don't know the fuck you're trying to say,
dude,
Lucas.
Dude, I've already been stumbling through this, and it's not my fault. It's fucking Lucas's fault. Luckily, I was out of the splash zone, so I started trying to cough up alone laughing. God damn it, Lucas. How would you read that?
I would just say, like, he started coughing. I don't know.
Laughing coughing. So hard as they freak out.
Yeah.
But that is my wall story. Your sick sense of humor, son. Lucas or Lucas. My dad fucked up the spelling.
Uh-huh.
So it's spelled Lucus. Lucas.
Lucas.
Kind of like mucus.
Lucas. Mucus. Creamy. Beep. You get it.
Oh, yeah. And our son that doesn't know how to spell.
This is a side quest. It has nothing to do with pulling condoms or used condom and cum all over my face of me and my friends. But did you guys ever fill up condoms with water? Because we did.
No.
And then you bounce them on the trampoline?
We did that with water balloons.
So the best thing about doing it with a condom, first of all, they get huge. Yeah. And then when they break, the lubricant gets everywhere. So now it just turns into the slippy, most like hazardous trampoline ever. Like you don't know which bounce it's going to be, but your feet are going to go
right
and just shoot out. And then that's fun. You just keep doing that that's a whole afternoon of entertainment right there, Brian.
Did you go to the store and like buy a box of condoms?
We got them for free from the local like health thing. In the front, they have a basket of condoms because they want you to have safe sex. So you can just go in there and take like a brick of condoms. So we did that and we weren't having sex.
You poked them with a needle and then put them back in the pile.
Mm-hmm. The emergency condom. Did you ever hear that story? Maybe I'll tell it some other time. It's pretty good. Anyway, so we'd go down there and grab them and fill them up and bounce on the trampoline. But anyway, I can't be the only one that's done that. Come on. Somebody else. Come on. Help me out here.
Yeah. Hey. Sorry. You ain't going to get any help from me.
Ooh. Tough crowd.
I think I'm reading from a rug.
Ooh. Well, that's Aladdin. Episode 30. I felt good, man. I felt like a good show.
The show felt good.
Yeah. What'd you think? I guess
I was rubbing your legs with my shoe.
I was like, man, that feels good. You like look over, I have no pants on. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Huge erection.
Yeah. A big thank you to everybody supporting us on Patreon. The gaggle is gaggling.
It's getting strong.
Getting strong. Big old flock. Patreon.com.
Flock of seagulls. A gaggle of goose.
No, it's a flaggle of goggles.
Flagging of ale.
Patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. You can also find a link to sign up for that in the episode description. We will continue to do more show after the ending here, because that's what you get if you're part of the gaggle, plus a lot of other perks. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Can You Don't Podcast. Got a YouTube channel, check that out. Send something into the show. That email is heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. And again, thank you to the freaking babysitters moderating the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. A lot of fun. Head in there. Enjoying the silliness.
Would people like to see us do like a live a month?
I mean, probably. We just got to figure out a way to do it live a month.
Would that be an incentive for people?
To get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, get in there and we can answer all your questions.
Live.
From basement somewhere. From a basement
live
somewhere.
Live from a basement near you. Basement near you.
In your basement. Yeah,
we'll come to in your basement.
Can't say that.
We just show up and
that's
just
a lawsuit.
Ejaculate.
Anyway, that was the live show.
And then leave.
And just like put on a tip, like a tip container.
Tip jar.
Come on. You don't leave till they tip you. I have a funny joke. You ready for a joke?
Yeah, I was just picturing like you just stand up there and you jerk off and then you're done. And you're standing there like waiting for people to come drop a dollar.
Mm-hmm. And you refuse to leave. Come on. One of you guys got a dollar.
It's not even like you're about to do it or you're doing it. It's like you're done doing it.
Your show's over.
You're just waiting for it to reach a threshold so you can leave.
I'm not leaving until you give me $5. That's it. Okay, let's get to the wrap-up part.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
This dad joke brought to you by our daughter, Beth. Ready?
Yeah.
Why did the cowboy get a wiener dog? He wanted to get along, little doggy.
Oh, get along, little doggy.
That's one for the kids.
Get along, little break doggy. Of day. Better watch out for those man-eating jackrabbits. That killer cacti.
Want to get along, little doggy.
Hey,
that's one for the kids.
Dude.
That's one for the kids. All right, guys.
Hey, dude. Nickelodeon.
If you are part of the gaggle,
Ted and Danny.
We'll keep this shit going. If not, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for letting us get to 30. Feels good.